You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What is the biggest mistake would-be success stories make in their marketing? They focus on what they have to sell, not what it does or not helping others. And so you hear this term bantied about a lot, which is the term value. And, you know, we've been using that term for a really long time. I don't know that it was as prominently used when we started teaching it, but it is very prominently used. But what we found is most people don't know what value is. They don't know what that means. And so they think that value is what their thing does. So this is the best prop I can come up with right at my desktop here. But, you know, I have this cup, right? Colts, huh? Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's funny how in the power rankings, the Chiefs and Texans are higher than us, but we beat both of them. What? All right. I know I'm going to get some hate for that. But anyway, so amateurs would be people who could be successful in marketing. They'll market what it is. Now, this could be shampoo bottle. This could be a canister of protein powder. It could be skin cream. It could be jewelry. It could be a travel voucher. It could be whatever, right? But the amateurs, they market what it is when they should be marketing what it does. But in the meantime, okay, if in your marketing, if in your Facebook lives, if in your curiosity posts, if in your Instagramming, if in all of your posting on social media, if I look at your content, watch your content, read your content, and it helps me lose weight. It helps me with a better way to apply makeup. It helps me with making a bacon quiche or a broccoli quiche, whatever, right? If it helps me with better caring for a Labrador Retriever, if it helps me with losing weight or preparing better organic meals or whatever, without me purchasing anything, you're a value provider. You provide value. That's what we classify as value, is do people gain benefit through education, maybe through entertainment? By the way, we're about to launch a Waterboy spoof video. It's a little crazy. I've showed our staff and they're like nuts about it. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And so we're about to launch that. So could be education, how to do something, could be entertainment. If that runs in your blood, right? If you're good at music or whatever else, right? Awesome. Rock that out. Do I walk away with something? Some level of knowledge, some strategy, some tactic, some ha-ha, some entertainment, whether I purchase or not? Or do I have to purchase to get value from you? Because if I have to purchase, then you're not actually a value provider, in my opinion. Now, that's social media. That's what I'm talking about. So outside of social media, maybe you run a store and you sell goods or whatever. Okay, that's a little different, but I'm telling you, if you want to stand out and dominate, if you want to crush your competition, then provide value there too. And so there's a great example. We used this years ago as a case study, but there's a place out in South Dakota called Wall Drug. And Wall Drug, they built this drugstore. Back then it was a drugstore. Now it's like a fantasy land. I don't know what it is. It's huge. How many people have ever been to Wall Drug? I'm just curious. So they built this drugstore out in the middle of nowhere. It was literally nowhere. And they're like, how do we get people to like come here? And so they started placing signs, and they started putting signs up that said, free water, Wall Drug, go here. And so they placed these signs like everywhere, right? And so all of a sudden people started coming for the free water to this little rinky dink, drugstore, and they generated so much traffic, and they generated so much interest and traffic and consumers that they expanded. And now if you go to Wall Drug, it's huge. Like it's this huge store. And then next door to it is this like, I don't even know what you call it. There's dinosaurs. There's an arcade. Amusement park may be too hard, maybe too big, but it's like a mini Funland, right? And this came, why? How many drugstores were built out in the middle of nowhere and never did anything because they just sat behind their cash registers and waited for people to buy stuff? Not Wall Drug, they learned marketing. So they put up these signs that said free water. They attracted people off the dusty trail of South Dakota to come over there, and they would get, you know, their free water, free glass of water, and they'd buy a candy bar. They'd get their free glass of water and they'd buy a beer or whatever, right? And so that's value. Do I gain value? Do I gain benefit whether I purchase or not? Well, Drug gets it. Do you get it? Or is all the value that you pitch, I have to purchase to actually receive? So it's providing value, whether people purchase or not. That's how we've driven our business the last 10 years. That's how I've easily done a video a day every single day for the last 10 years. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that because that's a little crazy. It's a little psychotic. It's nuts. But I'm nuts about helping people, making an impact, and building a business that makes a difference. I'm nuts about it. I'm crazy. So that's why I do this stuff. I love it.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.